Kaddish, so I wanted to reflect on the fact that Kaddish is obviously in Aramaic as opposed to the rest of davening, which is basically in Hebrew. So the Bali Atosos already noticed this point on Brachos and Gimel Med Aleph, and they explain that the rationale is on the basis of a Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota says that the world can survive. Ein olam mistayim ela behevel pien shel tinoka shel beis rabban. The fact that children are learning Torah, and on Yehesh Me Rabba de Agarita, the fact that Kaddish is said after, as we spoke about last week, learning some Divrei Agada, Kaddish de Rabbanan. So the important thing is that everybody should appreciate what a beautiful tefillah it is. Problem is, we don't speak Aramaic anymore, but that was very vernacular. So even people who weren't learned, didn't have the opportunity to have a proper education, could really appreciate the Kaddish. This is why the Kaddish is in Aramaic. The most important line of the Kaddish, that same Gemara in Brachos says, is Yehesh Me Rabba. Person says Yehesh Shmei Rabba, it causes Hashem to respond very affirmatively, and it even causes any Gzar Din to be ripped up. So there's a Machlokas Harishonim, what exactly this line means. If you look in the Machzor Vitri was written by a Talmud of Rashi, one of Rashi's Talmidim Mufakim, as many of the positions of Rashi. So he says that Yehesh Shmei Rabba is actually two different tefillos. One of them is Yehesh Shmei Rabba, that Hashem's name will be filled in. We have a tradition that when Amalek attacked, Yad al Kes Ka Milchama LaHashem BaMalek Midor Dor. So we say Kes Ka. So when you look at the language of Yehei Shmei, that's a combination of Shem Ka. Yehei Shem Ka Mivorach, that the name of God would be made whole one day. And then La'alam Omei Omaya, that it should be blessed forever and ever. So Tosas disagrees. Tosas says this is incorrect. And he proves it based on the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Yehei Shem HaGadol Mivorach. It uses a slightly different nusach, meaning that God's name, which was desecrated, as we said, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, so God's name should be made great all over again. That's basically the way that we understand it. Yehei Shem Rabba Mivorach Li'olam Olamei Olmaya. What that really means is that the name of God, which is desecrated in the Churban Beis HaMikdash, should be restored to its original grandeur. So Machlokas between Tosfos and Machzor Vitri, what the proper kavana is during Yehesh Shmei Rabba. One final comment of the Aruch HaShulchan, which I find to be uniquely beautiful. So when we say the Kaddish Olam, we obviously have Tiskad B'Tzluson, that we say that Hashem should accept our prayers. And then we have two additional lines, which could seem redundant. Yehesh Shlama Rabba means Shemaya V'chayim Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael V'imru Amein, that Hashem should send us Shalom. Then Oseh Shalom B'Rumav Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. So the Aruch HaShulchan asks the question, isn't this redundant? We just asked for Yehesh Shlama Rabba min Shemaya. So he says, no, it's not redundant. The first one means that Hashem should give us shalom, that there should be lechatchila, there should be shalom between people and the community. And then sometimes things come up. Sometimes there's friction for whatever reason. And in those situations, that's when we have the line of Oseh Shalom Bimramav, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, that Hashem should step in. And when we're not able to live up to those standards, Hashem should step in and push us all in the direction of Shalom. Rabbi Chanan ben Kasher, Metz Kadosh Baruch.